the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. So there was a German soldier who was captured by the Allied forces in World War II. He had been drafted late in the war in 1944, and he took the earliest occasion to surrender, however, in the dark on the front lines to a British soldier. He saw no way at that point that Germany could win the war. He had brought two books with him. He had always loved Goethe's poems and another book by a famous atheistic German philosopher named Nietzsche. Neither, he discovered, as a prisoner of war, offered any hope in the state of despair that he found in that war camp, prisoner of war camp. He was raised in a secular family. He had no faith, and he became quite despondent. As it happened, an American army chaplain gave this man named Jürgen Moltmann a copy of the New Testament and the Psalms to read while being a prisoner of war. For the first time, he read something in the Bible. He read the New Testament. One word in the scriptures in the New Testament, however, gripped him, forever changed him, and when he later became one of the greatest theologians of the 20th century, really affected the whole church. And it was the word hope. It was precisely what he and his fellow German prisoners he discovered needed. He described his fellow prisoners as collapsed inwardly, having given up all hope, sickened with the loss of it, some even dying because of no hope. This man, who would become a towering theologian, saw hope as the central gift of the reality of a living, resurrected Jesus Christ. We have hope. He would later write that, "I did not find Christ. He found me in prison." Jürgen Moltmann received Jesus Christ as a prisoner of war at the end of World War II. He converted to Christianity. Hope came to him in the darkest of moments. One particular verse in the New Testament touched him with hope reading through the scriptures. It is found in the epistle reading for this Sunday, Advent 2. It's called Bible Sunday, appropriately, in the Anglican world. We are brought to see through the readings and the collects, the prayers for the day, that the Word of God is important in the life of a Christian for that believer to have hope. Now, the word Advent means coming. And thus we read in this, the second Sunday of Advent's epistle readings, the following verse from St. Paul's 15th chapter in his letter to the Romans. He says, "For whatsoever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." What Romans 15:4 says happened in the life of Jürgen Moltmann. Through their encouraging message, as he read the scriptures, he and others found hope in a hopeless situation. For the world to which they returned after World War II, their homeland was devastated. This is what brought Moltmann to write the most definitive book in the history of the church on the meaning of the word hope. His understanding is bound up in the very message of Advent. He called hope Adventus Dei, the Advent of God. Well, first of all, what Moltmann argues in his important work simply called Theology of Hope is that hope is in the fact that Jesus Christ has come, will come, and importantly, He is coming to us right now. That word, come, coming, is the meaning of the word Advent. Advent literally means this, however, in the present tense. The reality of the resurrection is that Jesus Christ can and does come to us now. Since Jesus is raised from the dead and lives now, he can come to us in the present. He is the Adventus Dei, the advent of God. How does he come to us? He comes to us through the Holy Spirit and the reading of the scriptures. Something mystically happens when we read the Bible, because this is a book like none other book. It is God's word, living word, unchangeable, infallible, living word, and God speaks to his people, and we mystically find hope as we read the scriptures. He also comes to us, this hope, God brings this hope to us in the blessed sacrament of Holy Communion, which we'll partake in just a moment. Jesus described the bread and the wine as his body and his blood. He said, this is. He doesn't say this was or this will be. He says, this is my body. This is my blood. The Eucharist, therefore, you may not have thought about it, is a kind of Advent where God comes to us through this blessed sacrament. But second, fascinatingly, Moltmann spoke of hope as making the hope described in Romans 15, verse 4, as making the future the mode of God's being. That is, God is always about the future because both the past and the future converge in the present coming of Christ to us. As another theologian who influenced Moltmann put it, in Christ, the present is the first line of the unfinished past, as well as the first line of the approaching future. What God began at the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not completed until he comes again, which is part of the gospel reading for today. Yet he, in some sense, begins his return to us with his coming to us right now through the word and the sacrament. God is therefore always the God of the future. We don't have to be afraid of what is in front of us. We don't have to be afraid that maybe God will somehow go away and God will not be with us tomorrow in the future. God will meet us in the future. He's there. He's not leaving us. In fact, he's coming more and more into history in greater power and glory. Moltmann put it this way, God really exists in the horizons of the future open to us. And this brings us hope. No matter what, no matter how dire it gets, God will always be there with us. And this story of hope in the horizons of the future open to us is found on the pages of the Holy Scriptures from beginning to end. What a German prisoner of war found in the Holy Scriptures in the most despairing moments, we can find that too. But as our colleague teaches us to pray, we must hear, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Holy Scriptures. Same scriptures that Moltmann read and countless of others through history, if we want to find hope. The message, has it changed? The Bible reveals that Jesus Christ has come, he will come again, and he continues to come to us now. This gives us hope, no matter what. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, it's more blessed to give than to receive.